This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
I told the story the other day of, you know, my son whipped up like a resume and cover letter, my 17-year-old son, from ChatGPT in like literally like a minute and a half. It's crazy. And artificial intelligence, you know, I haven't really dabbled enough that much, but it's here. And from business opportunities to intellectual property to academic integrity, there's so many elements to what's happening. And, you know, should the government be involved in the wild west of artificial intelligence? And, you know, someone who's been really talking about this for quite some time is State Senator James Maroney. And he recently, you know, penned an op-ed in the Hartford Courant. And basically, I want to say, like, well, I don't know if it was over the weekend, but it caught our attention. Make Connecticut a leader in responsible AI innovation. And he joins us now on Brian & Company. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good. Thanks, Brian. Thanks for having me today.
No, it's important stuff. And I mean, you were ground floor on this, and you deserve credit for bringing it into the conversation. The question is, what do we do, right? And I encourage people to go to current.com and read it. All you have to do is Google James Maroney and Hartford Current, and you'll get it. But, you know, I guess my first question is, right now, the way the landscape is right now, is there no regulation whatsoever in the state of Connecticut?
Right now, we have our data privacy laws, so that it protects data. And there's some, so there are some protections on AI right now. What I would say, from our data privacy law, you have the right to opt out of a solely automated decision. So if it was completely automated, they're going to make a decision about your life, you can opt out of that. But usually what happens then is, there's, you know, like with anything, there's an end around, a way to work a workaround. And that they would just have a person look at it at the end, and then it's no longer solely automated. But right now, that is what we have. Although, you know, there are anti-discrimination laws. There is the Uniform Trade Practices Act, which it's implied that it's covered, but it's not explicit what you would need to do.
So what do you want to see happen?
Basically, I'm just looking for broad guardrails to say that, and we're not looking, I think everyone, you hear AI, everyone thinks of ChatGPT or Gemini. That's not really what we're looking at. We're looking at when you're using an automated decision-making system. So if you're using AI to screen resumes, for instance, 80 to 88% of companies are using AI to screen resumes or to decide on a mortgage or to screen a tenant for an apartment. We're saying that before you use it, again, we're not saying not to use it. We want you to use it. In fact, we want to create an online AI academy, which we've already done in Connecticut, to help train people on how to use AI efficiently and effectively. But if you're going to use it to make an important decision about someone's life, we think you should test it to make sure it's fair and accurate before you use it.
Yeah, you use the example of Amazon, and this is a long time ago, but using it for resume culling, and it showed a clear bias toward men over women. And you know, listen, AI is only as good as the information it draws from, right? It doesn't. That's just a simple fact of how the systems work. We're talking with State Senator James Maroney about A, artificial intelligence, B, you know, what can be done for regulation, and he has an op-ed in the Hartford Courant. Is what you just said in the legislation that's before the legislature?
Yeah, so we call those impact assessments, and impact assessments are required for data privacy, for protecting people's privacy. We want to expand it to an algorithmic impact assessment. The other piece is you mentioned the data, right? The data is critical. So the other piece of the bill is really transparency. So we try to focus on transparency and accountability. So if you're using AI to make an important decision about someone's life, we think they have the right to know that. And then the other with the developers, just, you know, documenting the data you're using to train your system and making sure you're giving people the information they need to test it if they want.
So why does Lamont, I mean, he doesn't really want a lot of regulation because he thinks it'll hinder innovation and eventually not encourage companies to be here. Is his stance credible? And do you think it, how does that factor?
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy!
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
You're into what you're doing.
Yeah, so I think that, you know, the governor does have a bill that has a few really good sections in it. They did have a section on saying you can't use AI as a defense against discrimination, which it's similar but different from an Illinois bill that had passed. I really like the Illinois approach. But, you know, there are just some viewpoints. There's some people, their economic viewpoint is that you should have no regulation and you let the companies, you know, innovate completely and do whatever they want. But, you know, when you're talking with engineers and problem solvers, they like guardrails. They want to know what I can do and what I can't do, and then they'll innovate within that area, within that box. My brother's, you know, previous company he worked at, he told me that we knew where the lines were and we were going to take every risk as possible within those lines, right, and innovate within the lines. And people want to know where the lines are. And Boston Consulting Group did a study last January, and 62% of the companies they surveyed said they were holding off on investing in more fully into AI until there were clearer government regulations.
So at least it's that uncertainty part. At least people will know what those parameters are, which is better than having none and thinking some might come that impede what you're trying to do. Right? I mean, I get that. We're talking with Senator James Maroney here on Brian & Company. You talked about Illinois. I guess my last question would be, how many states have in place like what you want to do? And you know, I'm just curious about the context within the 50 states relative to what we're doing.
Yeah, so it's passed. I worked with Senator Rodriguez from Colorado, and he passed the bill, and Governor Polis in Colorado signed it. So that is in effect almost exact, pretty much exactly the same because we work together. Virginia, Delegate Maldonado in Virginia passed the bill this year, but it's the governor has until March 24th to sign it. And so Virginia is a little different than Connecticut, that their governor can do amendments to bills. So there's a chance the governor may amend it, or he may sign it, or he may veto it. We don't know there. But Illinois has an employment discrimination law. Utah has a transparency law, and they've updated their law this year. Minnesota, in their data privacy law, gave the right to opt out completely for the processing, and then they gave a right to an explanation. So if you're rejected for something by AI, you have the right to an adverse, you know, to a letter explaining why you were rejected, to see the data it was based on, and then if the data was wrong, you could correct it and then be reconsidered. And that's actually really important, is to see the data, because what we're finding with a lot of the tenant screening services, sometimes people are rejected based on the wrong data. There's an example, actually, a lawsuit in Connecticut. There's a man in California where he had a littering violation like 20 years before in his record, but it wasn't him. It was another man with the same name who lived in Texas.
Yeah.
And so you just want to make sure you're not, you know, and again, if 50 to 70% of landlords are going to use AI to screen tenants, you want to make sure you're not continually getting rejected based on the wrong information.
Yeah.
You should be able to correct that.
Yeah, and the op-ed, and again, you can go to current.com to read it. Make Connecticut a leader in responsible AI innovation. There are a couple examples, including that one, in the piece. We got to run, Senator. We appreciate the time, and obviously we'll be following it, and maybe we'll get a chance to catch up on it a little bit later in the session.
Great. Thanks, Brian. I just encourage people to check out the CT Online AI Academy for free AI training from Charter Oak State College.
Yeah, actually, I might go there, too. Thanks, Senator. Have a good day.
Thank you. You as well. Goodbye.
All right, Senator James Maroney.